Drying Fish at Home. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Drying Fish at Home. In the days of Jesus, in the time of Jesus, the time of the Bible stories, fish were a common commodity that people had to eat. Oh, they had their crops from the fields and they had other things, but fish and animal meat were very, very special. They had chickens, they had ducks, and they had all sorts of things, but fish were something special. Because from the lakes and the nearby seas, they had fish. The fishermen went out and fished and brought the fish into town and sold the fish, and people bought them. Now, interestingly enough, they did not have refrigerators. Can you imagine that? How could you keep food around the house with no refrigerator? But they didn't have refrigerators. And so, when they bought fish, they were salted and they were prepared to be dried. And many of them were mostly dried already because they had been hanging by in the sun or hanging in whatever to be dried. Well, when you took them home, when the people who lived in Jesus' time took home the fish, they had no refrigerator to put them in and no cupboards, but they had beams that hung across the ceiling. And these beams that were hanging across the ceiling were used for everything. They would hang their clothes up there. They would have their blankets to air out hanging up there. They would do all sorts of things. They would hang their food up there. They would have all sorts of pegs up there into the wooden beams, and they would use them for hanging the food. Now the food would be up away from the floor, up away from any pet that they might have, any dog or any other creature that comes in. And they would hang them from the ceiling of their house. And, of course, the house always had an air of dried fish, which was quite common and quite lovely. Now, these dried fish that were hanging from the ceiling were just dried fish, and they were wonderful dried fish. And they lasted for weeks and weeks and weeks, perhaps even months. But among these dried fish that were up there, other creatures were. And climbing along the rafters were mice, and were bugs, and other insects, and good snakes. Whoever heard of a good snake? Well, good snakes were climbing along the rafters of the ceiling too. And these snakes were up there, and they were tolerated by the people who lived there because they would eat the bugs and the rodents, and they would eat everything that the people didn't want. And so the snakes did not eat the fish, but the mice would eat the fish, and the bugs would eat the fish. So when the snakes were there, the people were very happy. Children oftentimes even had snakes as pets. And the snakes would climb up among the rafters, and whenever a little mouse would come along, he'd go whoop, and the mouse would be gone. He'd see a bug that was climbing here and there, and he would go boop, and the bug would be gone. In the days of Bible stories, in the days of Jesus, they had many different ways of living and different ways of handling things than we do today. And for us today to think in terms of that, it's very difficult, very distant. The early pioneers in the United States, they too had no refrigerators. And oftentimes they would dig a hole in the ground and they would use it to keep things cool or to keep things from getting out of kilter. And they would put potatoes down in the hole in the ground. And they would put other types of vegetables that might last longer in the hole in the ground. Well, perhaps in the days of Jesus too, they had fruit cellars and food cellars, holes that they dug under the ground. But mostly it was above the ground. Mostly it was dried fish. Mostly it was salted materials and pork salted things and things that would last without refrigeration. And refrigeration wasn't even something that was known. It was not something that was thought about. It was not something in their way of living, in their way of being. And for us to think about that, we think, my goodness, that is really strange. How could anyone live without refrigeration? Well, we know as we go camping in the woods, and we go camping just for a week or so, and we take our cool chest along, or whatever we take along. Sometimes it's too heavy to carry a cool chest as we're doing backpacking and things like that. And so we tried dried fruits and dried foods and dried things. See, even today, the dried foods are quite common and quite useful. And the techniques that were used in Bible times are the techniques that are even used today. For the principle is always the same. And we learn many things from our history. We learn many things from the Bible stories, many things that make our mind a little bit surprised, because we think, oh my goodness, how did they survive without all of the things we have today? And yet, they lived quite well. They didn't know any different. They didn't even know refrigeration existed. They didn't even know the possibility of these things. They may have dreamed about ways of keeping food fresh, but they had no dream of the possibility. It's only when someone had the dream of the possibility, as Jesus said, think about it. Whatever you think about, that you experience. My thought is the creator of my world. My thought brings about every experience that I could ever have. And that's how they first thought of hanging the fish from the rafters, so that they might be up there to dry and be ready to eat when the family wanted them. And so the story came about that if a father reached up into the rafter to get a fish that his wife asked him to pull down, would he give her a serpent? Well, occasionally he would, because the serpents were hanging down much like the fish were hanging down. And he reached up and he grabbed this friendly serpent and he gave it to his wife. She said, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do here? My goodness. And it became the family's amusement and the family's joke that Papa gave Mama a serpent when she asked for a fish. But he also did it when he went outside in a big pile of rocks right outside the front door of their house. And big rocks the size of a loaf of bread. Well, Mother baked her bread on those rocks during the day. And she would prepare it and fluff it all up and make it into a nice solid circular thing and put it on the rocks. And the day cooked the bread. And then Father went out to bring in a loaf of bread, and the bread was unleavened usually and quite heavy, and so when he picked up this piece of rock, he thought surely it was a bread. And Mama says, no way, you got the wrong one, Dad, go do it again. And so he went out and did it again. Bible time stories are kind of interesting because they tell us about how people lived in another time, in another era, and how we can be so happy for all of the wonderful things we have today. Think on these things and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.